There are millions of dollars in grants that are available for those of us who are entrepreneurs, small business owners, but there are opportunities that you need to learn in order to access those business grants, whether you are just getting started, whether it's for innovation, whether it's for just helping you to sustain your business. Grants are available. And today I'm going to be talking to my guest, LaShonda Fitzgerald, on how to win and access small business grants in order to advance your mission, your purpose, and your business. This is going to be a great episode. I look forward to sharing with you today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another live episode of the Maximize Your Brand Podcast. This is Markeith Brayton, your host and personal brand strategist, where we're all about helping subject matter experts to build and grow their influence online so that it impacts their income. And I'm always excited just to be coming on and sharing with you each and every week, because this is what I love to do. I love to speak. I love to create content and share that will be helpful to those of you who are interested in transitioning from employee to entrepreneur, in helping to leverage your personal brand as a business, because I know for sure that we all have a brand that we can leverage in order to create income and the life that we desire. And so I love to come on each and every week to be sharing with you my guest or a solo episode. So welcome to this week's episode of Maximize Your Brand with Markeith Brayton. Before we get started, you know, I always like to share with you, if you're not a part of my Brand Maximizer group, I'd like for you to text personal brand to 77222. All one word, personal brand to 77222. One more time, personal brand to 77222. And this will add you to my Brand Maximizer group, where you get notifications around when am I going live with the podcast, or when am I having a particular event that you may have some interest in. I always want to give those who are part of my community firsthand knowledge and send notification to you to join me each and every week. So go ahead once again and text personal brand to 77222. Well, without further delay, we're going to go ahead and introduce my guest. My guest today is LaShonda Fitzgerald. She is the founder of Ready for Spanish. LaShonda and I actually met when we both were teachers here in Nashville at Stratford High School. And when I tell you, she was probably the first person, maybe the second African-American that I knew who spoke Spanish fluently. And she even would teach not only her students at Stratford High School, but her own kids this. And so she ultimately ended up launching and starting her own business, creating curriculum to help kids to learn Spanish. And then that morphed into online courses and morphed into creating curriculum for Head Start schools and daycares. And today she lives in the Atlanta area, continuing to grow her business. And one of the things that I've always admired about LaShonda is that she has this knack for being able to get grants to support her in her business and help with innovation. And so I thought this would be a great conversation to have around, you know, how do we identify and win these grants for our small businesses, whether we're just getting started, whether we're trying to innovate, or sometimes you need it for sustainability, especially during these times of COVID. We all have experienced that over the last 2 years. And Lashonda was somebody who was able to get grant after grant after grant after grant. And so I was like, we need to talk about this today. So let's go ahead and bring her to the stage. What's going on, friend? Thank you for joining me today.
Good afternoon. I'm so excited to be here. Always a pleasure.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Lashonda, I gave a little brief personal information about you, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to share a little bit more about yourself and your business.
Yeah, so that was an awesome introduction. Again, I am Lashonda Fitzgerald, creator and founder of Ready for Spanish. We also have a sister brand, Online Spanish Challenge. So we offer online Spanish learning to children, adults, and busy professionals. So throughout the course of starting a business, niching down, understanding all of the aspects of a business, what is a huge part of starting a business is financing your business, right? And for many years, I bootstrapped. That means I used my own personal money to start and grow my business. So for many African-Americans, for many African-American women, for many business owners, period, we can't always go to our friends and family for that seed investment. So we kind of have to just build as we go and do what we can as we go. And it may take us longer, but what I came to learn from my years of bootstrapping is there are resources out there that can support you when you are starting, even thinking about your business, right? So even if you have a business idea, there are resources to support you. So Markeith and I are going to get into it, but I'm super excited to share everything that I've learned about financing your business with grants.
Financing your business with grants. You know, over the past couple of years, many of us have journeyed through COVID and journeyed through this time where many businesses were impacted and going out of business, or many businesses were impacted to the degree that they had to really downsize and pivot and do all these various things. But one of the things that I really watched you do was to identify opportunities where there were grants available to fund business outside of those that the government were providing. And I will always come back to myself and say, how did she find these grants? What was she doing to identify these opportunities? And so I thought it would be good for you to share some of your tips. But my first question is, you know, what were you looking for, or how did you really start to identify where these grant opportunities were?
Well, it really just started with a need. Like, it is, starting a business, growing a business is expensive. You need tools. Some people have overhead. I had overhead at one point in my business because I had a physical building. Even if you're an online business, people think, oh, it's an online business, there's no overhead. There's still overhead. You know, there's professional development. You're taking classes and courses to learn your craft. So there are costs associated with running a business. Yeah. And if you didn't take a business loan, or, you know, again, you don't have friends or family and you're just getting started, maybe you're not even making sales yet, that money has to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we put our own money into starting our business. So for me, I said no more. Like, I'm not going to do that anymore. I have to find somebody to help support this business as it grows. And even at that, when I was using my own money to finance my business, it was just a slower route, right? I'm going to tell you why that was good for me, but I'm also going to tell you why you also want to start looking for grants in the process while you're growing your business.
Yeah. Now, are these grants, are they just online? Did you have to type in something specifically? Because one of the things I know that I kept observing was that there were a lot of women-focused grants versus grants that were just in general, specifically for business. So what were some of the steps that you went through in order to identify grants that were specifically designed or particularly designed for your type of business? Or did it even matter?
So it really doesn't matter. The thing with grants, like as I talk to people who ask me for grant support, is grants are just like anything else when you don't know what you don't know, right? So it seems like there's like a secret club and people have all the answers and you're just outside. But it's really just kind of one of those things that you don't know what you don't know. So I'm going to give you guys some tips, but it's like wealth, right? You know how people are like, oh, there's gatekeepers to wealth, but people that are born into wealth, it's a natural transition. It's a natural just kind of knowing. So grants are the same thing. Like you're in the right circles where the grants are shared, or you know where to search. And honestly, as you start applying for business grants and start to get awarded, it becomes easier. Like you begin to network in those circles. People begin to share things with you. And I'll share just kind of some of the support and resources and places that you can go to find grants.
Good, good. Because we are all about sharing those resources. So I know that you have a PDF or a guide or five tips that we really want to discuss and go through today. And so I thought it would be good for us just to kind of hop in quickly and share these tips. And then if there are any questions, feel free to type those questions in the comments. Let us know what questions you have around accessing and identifying grants that might potentially be able to be helpful to your business. So I know you have those five tips. So tip number one, as it pertains to grant, is?
So tip number one is understand your business and financial needs.
Oh, wow.
Understand your business and financial needs. This is why. So if 12 years ago, when I started my business, somebody said, hey, here's $3 million to, you know, put into your business. Honestly, a lot of that money would have been wasted because I didn't really understand what my business needed at the time. So a lot of that is just really understanding your business needs, creating a strategy, creating 5, 10, 25 year goals for your business, and see, you know, what those financial needs are, what those immediate needs are, and then what those needs are that are going to support your long-term business goals. So that, I would say, is step number one, is to understand. Because if you're awarded grant funds, you really kind of want to have a plan for those funds.
Right. And so understanding your business, when you say understand your business, what do you mean by that?
So understand your business, like where do you want your business to go? Where do you see your business? What are your immediate business needs today? So your immediate business needs today might be to secure a building, even though everybody may not need that, right? Or it may be to pay down some debt or to hire a team member. That may be what it is now, but your long-term goal may be to, you know, purchase a sky rise, right? So what is the long-term strategy and what is the financial plan to get you there? So understanding that is really going to set the tone for when you begin to apply for these grants.
And then determining your financial need, what do I need to do to go about determining that?
So you need to look at your expenses. You need to really get your numbers together and look at your projections. So I'm going to say, when I started applying and being awarded with grants, it made my business stronger, right? Mm-hmm. Just from the business aspect, because you have to really understand your business, understand your finances, and you have to be able to communicate those needs to a lot of these grant opportunities. Okay. So if you know that and you're clear about that, that's going to just kind of give you a head start in applying for grants. Yeah.
Awesome. So tip number one, understand your business and your business's financial need. Tip number two, for those who are just joining, we're talking about how to identify and win business grants for your business. Tip number two.
Tip number two is to do your research. So do I know it just sounds cliche and easy, but do your research just to see what type of funding opportunities are available to you, right? Mm-hmm. So that could be grants, that could be business loans, that could be crowdfunding opportunities. And do your research can start with an awareness, a simple awareness like, hey, there are grants available for a small business owner. And I'm here to tell you that they are. There are more grants available to Black women, but that doesn't mean right now, but that in women in general, that doesn't mean there aren't grants available to men or to other, you know, groups. So I think it's just the realization like, hey, there are resources out here to support me in my business.
Right.
So it starts there. And then you can start with a Google search, right? You can start with me as a resource. There is a website called HelloAlice.com that I recommend going to, and they'll send you grant opportunities. And just as you network, just like treat it as a network. Look in some of your Facebook groups. If you're in business groups, just do like a search for grants. People usually drop grants in there. So check in with your network. But yeah, do your research. So I do have a grants class coming up where I'm sharing over $1 million of current grant opportunities. So I've already done the research, for you guys. So feel free to reach out to me. I share, grant opportunities on my page and I have a group as well. But start to build your network in that way.
Do your research. Do your research is tip number two. Now, when we're doing research, well, first, I want to say that means that there's some work involved in identifying these grants, right? There's some work that you have to do in order to know what grants are available, deadlines, all of that. And so what would you say to that person who's saying, okay, I could do my research, but I'm not the best writer. I don't know what to say here. You know, should they be discouraged or what should they do?
No, I would say don't be discouraged, but we are jumping ahead to my number four. But it's
okay. Well, all right. Well, we'll stop. So tip number three then.
Tip number three is prepare and organize your business assets. Okay? So what I mean by that is once you've done your research and you found some grants that you're eligible for, there are some key things for your business that you should have on deck and organized that are going to assist you when you're applying. So those are things like, even if you're brand new in your business, right? Those are things like your headshots, your website, if you have a website, your social media handles, your elevator pitch, if you have an elevator pitch, if you have a business plan. These things aren't always necessary for every single grant, but if you already have these assets organized and prepared in advance, a video that talks about your business, right? Showing how you're qualified, any awards that you've won. If you have these assets all in one place, it's going to make it an easy reference while you're applying for these grants.
Good. So business assets, headshots, websites, social media handles, business plans, video. Now, a headshot, what does a headshot have to do with a business grant?
So a lot of times, some of these business grants are private, or they're just community organization opportunities where they really want to support you as a business owner. So they want to see you, right? And when they make the announcement, so like usually they'll announce who the winners of the grants are. You know, they'll show your headshots there. But let's just say that you get awarded a business grant and they follow up and say with you, okay, well, send me your headshot, right? Sometimes in an application, they may even ask for it.
Okay.
But it's not uncommon for the headshot. So you don't want to be scrambling like, okay, I got 48 hours. What am I going to do for a headshot when you know that this is something that's commonly asked for? So I would say, and I'm telling you that it is. So it's not like, oh, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. These are some things that they're going to ask for. And even if you're just going to start it, go ahead and take your headshot. Go ahead and clarify your business idea. Go ahead and clarify what you need that money for. Mm-hmm. Because those are common in the grant process.
Professional or selfie?
I mean, you know, I feel like you got to start where you are, right? Okay. So if cell phone is all you can do right now, go with that and then make a plan to grow, right? Because even though you're getting business grants, you're still working on your business behind the scenes, right? Nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. So tip number three was prepare and organize your business assets, headshots, websites, social media handles, business plan, videos, so on and so forth. Tip number four.
Create a folder and have them all organized together so that you can easily access them when you're applying for grants. You can just go to them.
Tip number four.
All right. So once you find the grant, what I want you to do is read through the grant. It is so important, number four, that you understand the eligibility requirements of the grant. So every single grant is going to have its own stipulations and its own requirements. So you really need to understand that. And once you understand it and determine that you're a good fit, it's so important that you complete the application in full, okay? So understand the requirements of the grant and complete the application in full.
So understanding the requirements of the grant. Now, being somebody who was formerly in compliance and healthcare, understanding what they're asking for and addressing what they're asking for is so important. Talk to us about why that is so important.
Because you really want to make sure, and you know, a lot of these grants aren't as complicated as you think. You're like, oh, it's a business grant. I'm not a grant writer. Well, you don't really need that for some of the grants. For some of the grants, it's just like answering a simple question. Or some grants may ask you to write an essay of why you need the grant. Like it can be something very simple. Some grants are just a questionnaire, right? But you need to understand the eligibility requirements. So if the grant is being awarded to Black women, if this grant is for Black women, if you are someone that doesn't identify as a Black woman, then you don't meet the requirements for this grant, right? And that's okay because there is a grant for you. So you just wanna read the requirements. You wanna make sure that you meet the requirements. You wanna understand how you submit the application. You want to make sure you meet the deadline. So the deadlines are important because you wanna apply by the deadline. And every grant has its own, again, eligibility. Like it has its own requirements. So this is just kind of general. There's some more steps in there, but that's kind of the general rule. Like understand the eligibility requirements and complete your application in full.
Good, good. So understand what you're applying for. And you have to read.
You have to read.
You have to read. You have to read. You have to read. Tip number five.
And tip number five is follow-up. Okay, it's the same with everything. So even after you've applied, you wanna keep an eye on your email to make sure that you've been awarded. So I'll tell you guys a story. I was awarded a grant and didn't even know that I was awarded. So someone messaged me on social media and they were like, oh, congratulations. I saw you got this grant. It was like a big grant. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? And they sent me an email like weeks before saying I was awarded. I didn't even see it. So I was unable to follow up with them. When I followed up, I was supposed to submit my details so that I could actually receive the grant. There were some follow-up steps that I needed to make and I didn't see them, right? So since then, I've started to track my grants and their progress, which is something that I recommend, is to track which grants you've applied for so you can see the dates. But once you've been awarded, you'll usually have to follow up with additional steps, right? And you want to make sure that you take those steps. So that's if you're awarded. If you are not awarded, I still recommend you following up. I'll tell you another story. There was a grant that I applied for that I did not receive. When they announced the winners of the grant, I went back and looked at the winners and I looked at their submissions. So now I had a better idea of what they were actually looking for that grant. And when it was time to apply again, I reapplied and I was awarded the grant. So my fifth tip is to follow up whether you are awarded or not.
Follow up whether or not you are awarded or not. So good. Those five tips, let's run through them again. I typed them in the comments right here on social media. Tip number one, LaShonda, was?
Understand your business and financial need.
Understand your business and financial need. I had to ask you because I couldn't see it on my notes. Yeah.
Way to set your business up for success. Yeah.
Tip number two was to do your research on the grants. Do your research. Do your work. Make sure you read so that you're addressing what was requested of you. Tip number three, prepare and organize your business assets, headshots, websites, social media handles, business plan, videos, etc., etc. Tip number four, fully understand what the grant is asking for and address exactly what is being requested. Know the eligibility requirements. And tip number five, follow up. I'll never forget a quote by another business leader, entrepreneur, and they would always say that the money is in the follow-up. The money is in the follow-up. And I'm terrible a lot of times at following up, but the money is in the follow-up. Well, what we're going to do real quick is I am going to highlight one of my clients who has an event coming up. You know, I'm all about helping people to be in alignment with their purpose, helping them to be in alignment with work that they truly love. And my client has a conference coming up called Career Day for the Soul. For those of you who are corporate professionals who are looking to elevate your career and move into your next best role, this event is for you. And so I want to support him today and share his commercial for the event, which will be on June the 2nd, Career Day for the Soul. And after we get back, we're going to talk to LaShonda about the grants that she has received, how much in grants she has received over the course of the years, and what she believes has been the number one reason why she has been getting and winning these grants. So we'll be right back after this commercial break. Are you a corporate executive or career professional who's ready to take your life back, ready to take your time back, and you've thought about becoming a coach, a speaker, a trainer, or consultant in your own business? Well, I want to invite you to schedule a brand maximization discovery session so that I can help you to uncover that expertise and learn how to properly package yourself in an online-based business. I'm Markeith Brayton, personal brand strategist and master lifestyle coach, who's all about helping corporate executives and career professionals to maximize and monetize their personal brand online so they can create a location-free business and live the life that they crave. What I know for sure is that you want to be doing something that's fulfilling and that's exciting and that provides great value to the world. You want to make a greater impact on the lives of individuals, and you know that if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll always get the results that you've always gotten. So schedule a brand maximization discovery session by going to my website, markeithbrayton.com/consultation. That's markeithbrayton.com/consultation, and let's maximize and monetize your personal brand. All right. Show up on purpose. So if you're interested in learning more about that, all you have to do is go to careerdayforthesoul.com. Careerdayforthesoul.com. I'll place that in the comments of the link if you're interested in learning more. Those of you who are potentially looking for your next best role. I know I talk about entrepreneurship a lot on my podcast, but you know, there are opportunities where you can be an entrepreneur and a career professional. I did that for many years as what I like to call a parallel entrepreneur, But we are back with LaShonda Fitzgerald, and we just got finished talking about her five tips to landing or winning that next grant for your business. But I want to kind of get a little personal and talk about some of the grants that she has won over the past couple of years during this time. And, you know, what's the number one thing that she thinks has been the reason why she has received these grants? So, LaShonda, how much do you think you have been awarded in the past couple of years in grants?
Well, I was awarded $60,000 in 2021 alone, and I won't share my total amount, but I have been awarded, you know, a nice amount that has supported me in growing my business. I know even that $60,000, and that was even outside of like PPP or like anything that the SBA had going on, that was more than my salary when I was working some years. So that was really a good seed into my business.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Now, when you talk about grants, I want to make sure that people understand that grant money is not money that you have to pay back. Can you talk a little bit about that and what the requirements are typically when you're awarded a grant?
Yeah, so even though we're talking about grants and they may be new for some people, like, you know, there are grants out there, but maybe you don't know, like, this is something that's available for me, or this is a financing option for me, or I'm just getting started. I'm telling you guys, there are all types of grants out there for business owners. And for a lot of the grants, a small business is a business that has less than 200 employees, a business that hasn't raised more than $5 million sometimes. It just depends. And even though grants do not need to be repaid, they can have stipulations, right? Mm-hmm. So there are some grants that'll say you can use these grants to pay off debt, or you can use these grants to pay your expenses, your housing expenses. And then there are some grants that you have to use to fund a specific project or to fund a specific thing. So like I got a grant that I could use for professional development. That was a training. So I couldn't take that grant and hire a team member with it. And there's a grant that I recently applied for that didn't allow you to use that grant for marketing, right? So that's where understanding the grant and understanding the requirements. So let's say you need $5,000, right? To hire a assistant. You need $5,000 to hire an assistant. And here is a grant that's $5,000 that's for technology, right? So you can't use this $5,000 grant to hire the assistant. Does that mean that I don't apply because I want an assistant? Does that mean that I don't apply for the $5,000 grant that I can use towards technology? No. I go back and I understand my business needs. I look at the technology in my business, what technology can be improved that I can use this $5,000 grant for. So it really, applying for grants really helps you think about your business needs differently and communicating them.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So understanding, once again, understanding your needs and then aligning those needs with the particular grant. So what do you believe has been the major reason or the major action that you've taken that has helped you to land or win these awards?
I mean, I think initially was just like believing that these were a thing, like understanding that there are business grants out there that this is money that doesn't have to be repaid. I know sometimes people are skeptical, like, oh, that's too good to be true. Or, you know, maybe there's so many people applying for that, that I won't have a chance. And it's like, no, you know, that's not true. And honestly, the more you apply, like I said, the easier it becomes for you. It's just like anything, like the more you run your business, the easier it is to run your business. The more weights you lift, the easier it is to lift those weights. So I think for me, it was just being intentional about where I'm headed in my business. And that again is understanding my business needs and those long-term goals and what it's going to take to get there. Nice. And that's not going to be my own personal money, not anymore.
Are there any grants that people should be looking on the horizon for? Like I said, we talked about it a little bit earlier. There's so many women-specific grants that are available out there. Where should we be looking to see, or what should we be putting in the search engine to identify, hey, what grants are maybe upcoming or current grants that the deadline is at the end of May or coming up in June?
Yes, yeah, so you really just can't search like that. And initially when you do that research, I'm going to say grants is kind of research heavy when you're first getting started to figure out where they are. That's why I support, you know, entrepreneurs in that way, just because I've gotten in the habit of finding the grants, knowing where they are. And again, I do have a class coming up where I'm sharing those exact grants. But if I was new and I wanted to search, I would do something like business grants for new business owners, right? Or if you are a Black woman, business grants for Black women entrepreneurs, right? So what that'll probably find is you'll probably get a couple of articles, and each article may have a list of 5 to 10 business grants, right? So what you'll do is you'll go through each one of those grants, see if they're open, see when they do open, if they're old. So it's really just like a lot of searching in that way. And then, like I said, join communities. So helloalice.com is a great resource. I know we're talking about grants, but if you want to do crowdfunding, I Fund Women, if you're a woman, is a great resource. Again, check your Facebook groups, right? Just do kind of a search for grants. And get in some business groups that share grants. So I know if you are a minority business owner, Meta Elevate, there's always grant opportunities there. So once you start to kind of get in those circles and see what they're looking for and follow, if you see a list of grant recipients, connect with them on social media. A lot of times they'll share grants. Like I share grants on my personal page all the time. So start to connect with people who are applying and just be strategic in that way. And it will get easier for you.
Yeah. Great advice. And go ahead.
Sometimes people fill lists of grants, right? Mm-hmm. And it would seem like, well, they've done the research for you, but you would still need to go through each of those individual grants, right, and see what's open, see what those eligibility requirements are. It is kind of research heavy, but it is worth it.
Nice. So much information, so much valuable content for those of you who are interested in looking for grants that could support your upcoming business, your new start, or to help you with innovation, technology, so on and so forth. So, LaShonda, I want you to share some final words and how people can learn more about your upcoming event.
So, I do encourage you to open your mind and just like being open to adding grants as a funding source to your business. And what I've been doing is I've been supporting entrepreneurs in this way. Because I do just like know of a lot of grants, I share them, and I decided to put together a masterclass where I take you through these steps. Like I hold your hand, take you through them. I'll walk you through, I'll support you, but I also share current funding opportunities. So you don't have to go do the research. I've already done it for you. So I help you identify which grants are best for you. You know, help you with your application. And we actually go through and apply for 5 grants on the class. So once you get those 5 grants, once you see these current opportunities, it's going to put you in a better position to continue to apply. Again, like I said, the more you apply, the easier it becomes to apply. So I walk you through your first 5 applications and just like show you how easy it is. I answer any questions that you have. And my next class is this Sunday, May 22nd at 6 p.m. Eastern. So I am excited to connect with you.
Awesome. I have put the link for the upcoming class in the comments, as well as the Career Day for the Soul link too. So if you're interested in either one of those events, you can click the link in the comments. And those of you who are listening on the podcast, I will share that information in the show notes for you to be able to click the link and check out these upcoming events. So Lashonda, I want to thank you for joining me today and sharing this valuable content and information around grant funding for your business. I know that I'm going to be looking at opportunities for grants. You know, sometimes I would kind of take a step back because my business is, you know, around brand strategy and speaking. And I'm like, are there opportunities out there for a business like mine? You know, it's not like yours where you're teaching people how to learn a new language or teaching people how to.
It's a misconception. Like I came across a grant last week for people who do work in people's homes. So if you hang TVs or if you clean or if you organize or if you cut grass, right? So it's anything like that. I came across another grant that'll fund your just like business idea. Like, hey, you got an idea? We want to encourage you to keep going with this business grant. Yeah. So they come in all forms. So it's not like, oh, well, their business is better than mine, right? Mm-hmm. However, as you get the grants, you're still growing your business. You're still growing in your business. And as your business grows and as you prepare those business assets and have gotten your financials in order, it's just going to make you that much stronger to apply for some of those different kind of grants that are going to require a little bit more.
Right, right. Yeah. So don't shrink back. Just, hey, look for them, do the research, apply. The worst that can happen is that you don't get the grant. But what Lashonda said was that, hey, check out the people who did get the grant, see how they wrote it up, and then the next year, reapply with that new information. Jacqueline Woodard said, yes, there are many opportunities. Thank you for sharing. So once again, Lashonda, thank you for joining me for the Maximize Your Brand podcast. This was a great episode filled with impactful and influential and profitable information. For those of you who are joining me live or listening to the podcast, thank you for joining me each week for the Maximize Your Brand podcast. If you have not subscribed, I want you to go subscribe. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Music, you name it, we are there. Go subscribe to the Maximize Your Brand podcast and leave us a rating or review. Let us know how we're doing. There are over 200 episodes already in there for you to listen to, and I encourage you and invite you to go listen to the podcast. I'm always excited to be sharing with you each and every week, bringing you new episodes, bringing you new guests, bringing you information that's going to help you to maximize your brand. And maximizing your brand to me means that you are in alignment with your purpose and you're putting it on full display so that you can leverage it to create the life that you crave. And I believe that we all have something that we can leverage and use for our benefit to live the life that we crave and create financial freedom and security. And so if you're interested in learning more about my business, schedule you a discovery session by going to markeithbrayton.com/consultation. And let's have a conversation around your idea, around what your expertise is, and let's start moving forward and creating that brand presence that you need to attract the clients and the customers that you need in order to grow your brand and your influence so that it impacts your income. Until next time, just remember this: always shoot for the top, because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. Take care.